New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 200. How good of you to join me today. Welcome. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Psalms 115 through 118 from the New Life Version. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 115. Let honor be given to your name, and not to us, O Lord, not to us, because you are loving and kind and faithful. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God now?" But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he wants to do. Their gods are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. They cannot make a sound come out of their mouths. Those who make them and trust them will be like them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and safe covering. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and safe covering. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and safe covering. The Lord has remembered us and will make good come to us. He will make good come to the house of Israel. He will make good come to the house of Aaron. He will make good come to those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. May the Lord make your numbers grow, both you and your children. May you be given good things by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but he has given the earth to the children of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, neither do those who go down into the quiet place. But we will give honor and thanks to the Lord, now and forever. Praise the Lord. Psalm 116. I love the Lord, because he hears my voice and my prayers. I will call on him as long as I live, because he has turned his ear to me. The strings of death are all around me, and the fear of the grave came upon me. I suffered with trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beg you, save my life. The Lord is loving and right. Yes, our Lord is full of loving kindness. The Lord takes care of the childlike. I was brought down and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, O Lord, have saved my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk with the Lord in the land of the living. I believed when I said, "I am very troubled." I said in my fear, "All men are liars." What should I give to the Lord for all the good things he has done for me? I will show him my thanks for saving me with a gift of wine and praise his name. I will keep my promises to the Lord before all his people. The death of his holy ones is of great worth in the eyes of the Lord. For sure I am your servant, O Lord. I am your servant, the son of the woman who served you. You have set me free from my chains. I will give a gift of thanks to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will keep my promises to the Lord before all his people, in the holy place of the Lord, and in the center of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 117. Praise the Lord, all nations. Praise him, all people. For his loving kindness toward us is great, and the truth of the Lord lasts forever. Praise the Lord. Psalms chapter 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness lasts forever. Let Israel say, "His loving kindness lasts forever." Let the house of Aaron say, "His loving kindness lasts forever." Let those who fear the Lord say, "His loving kindness lasts forever." I cried to the Lord in my trouble, and he answered me and put me in a good place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will watch those lose who fight against me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in rulers. All nations gathered around me, but I cut them off in the name of the Lord. They gathered around me, yes, they were on every side, but I cut them off in the name of the Lord. They were all around me like bees, and they died out fast like burning thorns. I will destroy them in the name of the Lord. You pushed me back so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is the one who saves me. The joy of being saved is being heard in the tents of those who are right and good. The right hand of the Lord does powerful things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The right hand of the Lord does powerful things. I will not die, but live, and I will tell of what the Lord has done. The Lord has punished me, but he has not given me over to death. Open me to the gates of what is right and good. I will go through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. Those who are right with God will pass through it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you are the one who saves me. The stone that was put aside by the workmen has become the most important stone in the building. The Lord has done this. We think it is great. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be full of joy and be glad in it. O Lord, we beg you to save us. O Lord, we ask that you let everything go well for us. Great and honored is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We honor you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is good. He has given us light. Tie the gift with rope to the horns of the altar on this special day. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness lasts forever. May God bless the reading of his word. Psalms chapter 117 is the shortest chapter in the Bible, and it's smack dab in the center. You know what's really amazing about it? The writer of the psalm wrote something that could not have been accepted by the Jews. Why? Because it says, "Praise the Lord, all nations. Praise him, all people." You see, unless you were circumcised, you could not join in praising the Lord when this psalm was written. This chapter, at the very heart of the Bible, revealed the heart of God. This was a peek at the gospel message. Paul, in the book of Romans, chapter 15, even used this short chapter as a proof to the Jews that God's love was for the Gentiles as much as it was for the Jews. That is indeed good news. But the message of Psalm 117 doesn't end there. It says, "For his loving kindness toward us is great, and the truth of the Lord lasts forever." I like the way the King James says it. It says, "For his merciful kindness is great toward us." We should praise him because his merciful, loving kindness is great toward us. Do we deserve it? No. But his merciful kindness is great toward us. That is the truth. And the second part of verse 2 says, "And the truth of the Lord lasts forever." It will never change. It will never waver. He won't change his mind. Forever is a long, long time. And then the psalm ends with the only response we should have to this life-changing truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He deserves our praise. He who created all that is, he who holds your life and mine in his strong right hand, loves you and he loves me. And that will never change. Praise the Lord. I would love to hear your comments or answer any question you might have. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. You can also leave a comment on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Just search for the entry for this episode, number 200. Thank you for being here today, no matter where in the world you are. I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're on this journey through God's Word with me. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.